From the Kansas Legislative Division of Post Audit, this is The Rundown, your source for news and updates from LPA, including performance audits recently released to the Kansas Legislature. I'm Andy Brienzo. LPA is hiring. We opened up another round of hiring today, February 17th, and we're looking to hire one performance auditor and one fellow. Joining me in the Rundown studio today to talk about what it's like to work at LPA, what we look for in performance auditors, and how our selection process works is Brad Hoff, recruiting and training manager, and, as regular listeners will know, the other host of the Rundown. Welcome, Brad.
Thanks, Andy. Good to be here. Sitting in a different chair, but glad to join you today.
So let's start with our annual staff satisfaction survey that we do every year here at LPA. It shows pretty consistently that LPA staff are exceptionally happy to work here. Why is that? What does LPA have to offer?
Well, I think one of LPA's strong selling points is that we don't just talk about or promote a healthy work-life balance. We actually practice it. There's a lot of things that we offer to employees that while they might not necessarily appreciate it when they first start, they really realize it as they get going on audits and work on a team of the flexibility that they have. So one of the things that we allow folks to do is work from home so they can telecommute. We have people in the office that both live here in Topeka but also live in Lawrence. Another thing we allow employees to do is to set their own schedules. We know that our employees have families and other commitments outside of work, and we really want them to, have that balanced work life. So what we allow them to do is set their own schedule. So really the requirement is you put in, of course, your 40 hours, but how you do that, we have some folks that will come in. We don't have standard office hours. So some people will come in maybe at 7, 7:30, maybe need to leave a little early. There's others that might have other things going on in the morning and come in later on at 9. A lot of it is just where you set your own schedule. Don't worry about having that standard 8 to 5, which I think, at least in today's workforce, is something that we're able to promote and a lot of people enjoy. Casual dress code. So when you're in the office, we don't have a lot of walk-in traffic. So there is really no dress code. Of course, when we're over at the State House or visiting with agency officials, we do dress up to make sure that we show that professionalism and to make sure that we're not underdressed in those types of situations. But again, that's something that I think is really, really a sell for people that like to work in casual clothes. Once they get on board, I think another thing that people really, really enjoy is we give them the tools to succeed, whether that be a training budget that we give every employee. We give them opportunities to travel to out-of-state conferences. More recent conferences have been in Lexington, Kentucky, Park City, Utah. We're sending some folks to Atlanta, Georgia in this upcoming year. So really they're able to go out, they're able to talk to their peers, they're able to talk to their colleagues in other states and learn. So they're not just always sitting here at the office and doing performance audit work. They're trying to see, try to find out what innovative ways to do our job and sell it that way. Their opinions are valued, so it's something that even though we do have a management team, we encourage folks to speak up at meetings, to share their ideas. And also along that, they're kept in the loop on management decisions. We are a small staff, so we have that ability to get to know and connect with one another. Justin Stowe, who is the post auditor, his door is always open. Folks feel like they can go in, talk to Justin about anything that is work-related to maybe better the office. And Justin's always willing to listen and talk about those types of things. We also have some outside work opportunities. We have a book club that meets monthly that talks about some type of leadership or management style book. We also, every quarter, go to Harvesters Food Bank and do some type of community service project that I think is really helpful and gives people an opportunity again to get out of the office and maybe bond as an office in a different way than actually performance audit work. And finally, we give people clear expectations. We provide honest, thorough feedback on whether they are meeting those expectations. We give them strategies and tools to help them improve in those areas. We provide very radical candor, but I find that people like that. They like that you're being honest with them. And so, laundry list of things, but I think it really speaks to what we've built through the years here at with different leadership at LPA to really make it a great place to work.
So let's talk more about the entry-level position, associate auditor. Tell me more about the salary, benefits, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so as you alluded to in your opening, we are hiring at least one performance auditor and one fellow. So I'll first go with the associate auditor position. So starting salary is $60,000, and then they also have the opportunity to purchase health insurance, dental insurance, vision insurance through the state plan. So benefits are available. Also, because they will be a state employee, they will be part of CAPRS, which is basically just a public employee retirement system. And then they also have options to invest into a deferred compensation plan. So that's kind of the money health aspect of it. But I think also, and just to kind of reiterate the other benefits, they're going to have an opportunity to learn on the job. They're going to be stuck with me for really the first 3 to 6 months. I'm going to be reviewing the work papers, meeting with them. They'll be on an audit team fairly shortly after they start, which then they'll have another mentor and their supervisor and team member. So really kind of giving them that support system. And then again, they would have all the regular day-to-day benefits that other employees here have, the telecommuting, the casual dress code, the ability to set their own schedules as they see fit.
What kind of work does an associate auditor do?
So when they first walk in the door, kind of those first couple weeks, what we try to do is really kind of gently introduce them to performance auditing. As I've gone to different career fairs and as we've talked to new hires, there's really not a performance auditing class. So what we try to do is get them exposed to performance auditing in a variety of what we call modules. One of the meetings that they will do is sit down with Justin Stowe, our post-auditor, and just talk about the Legislative Post-Audit Act and what it gives us access to, what it allows us to do as we go in and conduct performance audits. Katrin Osterhaus, who is our IT audit manager, she will go in and she will talk them about Yellow Book. Those are our standards that we as an office have to fulfill after every audit, meeting certain standards, dealing with independence issues, dealing with reliability of data and so forth. And then there's all other modules dealing with writing work papers, documenting evidence, data analysis, dealing with confidentiality, security awareness training, how to properly interview and document those interviews. So we really just kind of give them, like I said, a series of modules that hopefully gets them a little bit more comfortable in the type of work that they do. Once they complete those, and again, that's about a two-week process, they would be assigned an audit team. And depending on the audit, they could be doing a series of things that include maybe interviewing agency officials, talking to officials from other states. They then would write work papers, document that evidence. They might do some type of data analysis. So maybe they're looking to see any trends or outliers or anything dealing with data. So they're doing a variety of different tasks. When they're interviewing agency officials, we send them out with a more experienced member. And really what I try to encourage them to do is just watch and observe. We found through the years that I think It's one thing to tell them, hey, this is how you properly interview somebody. This is how you document it. But I think they learn a lot more by actually just watching, kind of shadowing more experienced staff members. So, and then also along the lines, they would be, once they do get assigned an audit team, they'll be going to weekly team status meetings. They'll have weekly meetings with their supervisor, and that's where they'll have an opportunity, just like any other staff member or team member, to voice their concerns or opinions on anything that they're finding. And then ultimately, once fieldwork wraps up, we try to give them a little bit of a section to write in the report. And then, as you are well aware of, as a supervisor, that goes through an intense review process. So they're going to be able not only to write sections of the report, but they would also be able to provide feedback on that. So really, from top to bottom, while we give them the tools early on in the modules, we try to get them on a team as soon as possible, because that's, I think, the quickest way for them to really learn performance auditing. And there, I think they're able to be a valuable team member.
So as I mentioned earlier, LPA is also looking to hire a fellow. So tell me about the fellowship program and what types of people you're looking for and how it's different from being an associate.
Sure. So the fellow that we are looking for is primarily somebody who is either a senior in college or a graduate student that has some interest in performance auditing, and that also would have the ability to do some type of independent study project. Because of the fellowship, what we gear them towards is it's a year-long fellowship. We pay them about $36,000, so it is kind of an annual salary. They also are benefits eligible. So that's really kind of important. So again, it has to be somebody who is kind of towards the end of either their undergrad or their graduate degree. We have found that more and more, at least local universities here, that second year, the student has to find some type of internship. And if we can incorporate that into their academic plan, that's kind of who we're after. It's different because... Or another reason that it's different than an associate auditor is it's really an opportunity for that fellow to really learn on the job. While they still have to produce some work and they still have to contribute and do that sort of thing, a lot of it is just shadowing folks at the office, being able to kind of be exposed to team meetings, going out in the field, because we know that it's very possible that the fellow probably has not heard a whole lot about LPA. They maybe are somewhat familiar with our work, but it just gives them an opportunity to kind of, if you will, take a peek behind the curtain, see the type of work that we do. And we're also able to evaluate them, see what type of worker they are, what their interests are. So basically, how we've crafted it is it's the fellowship, again, it's 1 year, so it's divided into four different quarters. So that first quarter, you know, you're learning a lot just about performance auditing. You're kind of shadowing different people in the office, opportunity to ask questions. You're doing some side projects, some research, looking maybe at what other states are doing. Then eventually, when the legislature's in session, one of the quarters would be where you're observing a lot of committee meetings, you're helping out, whether staff are presenting audit reports, you might be over there taking notes, just kind of getting acclimated to the legislative process and how our audits fit into that process. And then eventually, finally, the last quarter, you actually would be assigned an audit team, you'd be writing work papers, you'd be going out in the field, and have a little bit more responsibility. So it's just an opportunity to really spend a year behind the scenes, if you will, at post-audit. They would also help with recruiting. They would also be doing some different things. And I think part of the thing about the fellow, and we've also found this out through our interns that we have, is, you know, they have some innovative ideas, and really to kind of pick their brain, and it might be things that we've never even thought about doing, that we're able to kind of, like I said, pick their brain and kind of see if they have any ideas on how to improve the office, how to go out and you know, promote our reports and give LPA a voice to at least let people know that, hey, there are these performance audits out there that have a lot of good information that might help somebody better understand a topic area.
So performance auditing is not a particularly easy job, and LPA really looks to hire a certain type of person, the type of person who over the years we've seen become higher performing performance auditors. In other words, the type of person who has had success over the years here at LPA. So describe this person to me. What is LPA looking for?
What we have found through the years, successful auditors typically have a variety of skills. Namely, they have to be critical thinkers. So they have to be able to get, whether it be a piece of data whatever it is, and they have to be able to think critically about it. They have to be able to be skeptical about it. They have to be able to probe. They have to be able to really not take everything on its face value. If an agency official explains something, they have to be able to say, well, why is that? What we teach new auditors is kind of the why tree, where you're really digging down on why an agency does what they do, or why a certain finding shows a certain thing of why that is. So being able to think critically, being able to be skeptical. They have to be able to effectively communicate, both orally and in writing. So what we give all auditors, whether you're an associate auditor or whether you're a principal auditor as a team member or working on a limited scope audit, is you're going to have to document these findings through the form of work papers. So you have to be able to write clear purpose statements. What are you trying to get out of the work? You have to be able to write clear conclusions that basically, in other words, what does it mean? You've collected all this information. Now you need to summarize, you need to synthesize the information to help answer the audit question. So to be able to do that, I think is really, really important, and the really successful auditors have been able to do that. They have to be flexible. We'll go into an audit, we'll plan the audit out, and there might be curveballs through the process thrown our way, whether maybe the data doesn't exist. Maybe the audit is dependent on contacting other states, and those other states have no obligation to reach back to us. So we might have to replace one state with another state. Depending on the topic, we might have to move deadlines. So we have to be flexible. Our number one audience is the legislature, so we try to meet their needs as much as possible and as frequently as possible. So again, we might have to move some things around. And kind of tied into that flexibility, they have to be organized. So they have to be able to kind of lay out what, not necessarily a formal way, but what we found successful auditors is where they very organized. If a supervisor asked, hey, where is this piece of information, where's this work paper, how's this coming along, that they're able to communicate that very quickly. Hey, I left a message with this agency official, or they, I've set a deadline at the end of the week to get this information from this agency official. So just to be organized and kind of know where things are at. And then finally, work well in a team setting. It really isn't until you're a senior auditor that you are able to do limited scope audits where you're really kind of by yourself, and then there is a manager overseeing the project. But you have to be able to be respectful. You have to be able to listen well to your teammates. You have to be able to understand directions from your supervisor and your manager, and just really voice any opinions, concerns, comments that you have, because you will be, again, seeing these folks on a regular basis, whether it be in weekly team meetings, whether it be out in the field interviewing agency officials, or whether it be, helping them compile, information from 20 other states, a lot of communication from team member to team member to make sure that the project is successful.
So to help us find this certain type of person that we're looking for, LPA has a longer and maybe slightly more demanding selection process. So walk me through what any potential applicants who might be listening right now can expect from this process.
Sure. So one of the important things to note about our hiring process, or kind of our selection process, is everything's electronic. So if you are interested in applying for a performance auditor job, what you would want to do is go to our website, so kslpa.org/careers. There you would be prompted to upload a copy of your resume, cover letter, and unofficial transcripts. After that has been submitted and accepted, and you'll know right away, you then would be taken to a second page where you would download a Word document and an Excel document. The Word document includes 3 critical thinking exercises, and then the Excel document goes with one of those exercises. But you'd have 24 hours to complete that exercise, and you would resubmit it through that, I guess what I'll call kind of our portal, if you will. And then once those exercises are submitted, the selection team would evaluate or grade the exercises. And if your scores are high enough, you as a candidate would be invited for an on-site interview that then you would also undergo a process of being interviewed by the selection committee. They'd have more questions for you. There's another critical thinking exercise that you would need to complete. And then from there, the selection committee would make a decision on whether or not we would like to offer you a performance auditor job. Generally, from start to finish, the process is probably about 2 to 3 weeks, kind of depending on schedules. We batch up the applications, but you would receive a notification knowing that, hey, we've received your job application and resume and other materials. And then, we just let you know, yes or no on whether we would extend an offer to you. And finally, I think something really, really important to point out is the only qualification that we have to work at Post Audit, degree-wise, is a bachelor's degree, and there is no target subject area. So we have performance auditors that have degrees in political science, public administration, international studies, history, psychology. We have a few staff members that have their law degrees. So it's a wide variety of backgrounds. And again, as I talked about earlier, the big thing is to be able to think critically, to be skeptical, to be an effective communicator, and regardless of what degree you have, if you can show those traits through the exercises, you are going to be successful. You're going to be a successful candidate for the performance auditor job.
If LPA sounds like the type of place you might like to work and you think you might be the type of person who Brad was describing before, check out our website, kslpa.org/careers, to learn more about the associate auditor position, the fellowship position, and submit an application. Brad Hoff is LPA's recruiting and training manager. Thank you for joining me in the studio, Brad.
Thanks for having me, Andy.
Thank you for listening to The Rundown. To hear more podcasts, subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more information about Legislative Post Audit and our audit reports, visit our website at kslpa.org and follow us on Twitter at @ksaudit.